بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Regarding تربية of children, do not punish children while in anger. Either remove them from your presence when you are angry or go away. Later when the anger has subsided, reflect thrice and then only mete out appropriate punishment. Do not punish children whilst in anger. For this, a person has to have a very balanced mind, a very balanced tabiat. At that time when a parent is angered, Sharia teaches us, at that time do not vent your anger on the child. But it's possible at that time you might cause damage. And many a time we find because the father is very angry, then the mother wants to intervene. And then there's problem between the mother and the father. So here it is taught to us that when the father is angry at that moment of time with the child, at that moment of time, walk away. Make wuzu, lie down, sit down. Don't vent anger at that moment. When a person cools down, call the child, explain to the child what was the problem, what angered the parent. And there are a few things in Sharia which there is no tolerance. That a father should mete out some type of punishment to the child. For example, bi'adbi, disrespect to elders, disrespect to Quran Sharif, disrespect to the masjid, etc. Those things are such now that a parent should discipline the child. Backchatting, speaking of lies, where evil character now would become the quality of the child, at that moment of time the father should, not venting his anger, walk away when the father has cooled down, call the child. And here also ulama explained, not more than 3 shots. A father should not give more than 3 shots. More than 3 shots is regarded as oppression and zulm upon the child. When a parent is angry, then he might give 3 shots, but very hurtful shots. Those 3 shots also, those 3 strikes should not be such that it will leave any marks on the child's body. But it should be solely and wholly for the discipline of the child, or the child will create a type of hatred for the parent. So this is mentioned now, either remove the child from your presence when you are angry or go away. Later when the anger has subsided, reflect thrice and then only mete out appropriate punishment. When the need arises to punish, do not use any heavy stick, no fists. Do not kick the child, nor slap it in the face. Also, do not hit on the head. So, parent at that time should be very level-headed. Parent is angry, then he will kick. Then he will hurt the child. This is not demanded in Sharia, to vent out anger. But the hitting should be to discipline the child. Or leaving out salah also, we are given permission. Child is 10 years old, not performing salah, then discipline the child. Our zamana, when it comes to disciplining the child, yes, we can use 1-2 shots on the child. But we found more effective than that is deprive the child of the luxuries. Our zamana, we know that you take the cell phone away from the child is paralyzed already, he can't think. If you take away the child's iPad or iPod, the child is already paralyzed, his mind is not working. But take away the luxuries. While the child is young, he bought him a new bicycle, take it away for him, 1 week, punishment for you. And we find very quickly the child comes into line. In this way, a person can think about different ways. And sometimes the boy is a bit older. Then we find many a times the boy will tell the ustaz that my mother is like a commander in the house, military style. I can't take it anymore. So at that time, the father take hold of the situation. We find very effective the father is coming to the masjid with the young son. Speak to him in the car. Reason with him. Ask him what is troubling him. Take out time with him on the way home and tell him also, it's between you and I. We have some relationship, let's talk about our problems, whatever we have. Between you, let's leave it in the car, don't take it home. Once you take it home, things get out of hand. Then there's problem between the husband and the wife. So the boy is a bit of age and we can reason with him. And the best time is coming to the masjid, going away, back from the masjid. May Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal, inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.